I don't believe in lying to children. I just don't. My job is to not sugarcoat everything with candy and rainbows, because that is not doing them justice. It's not telling them the real truth about the world that they are growing up in. My name is Mshaidi Sianda. I am a pre-K teacher. I teach three-year-olds at Rainbow Academy and Preschool. We focused a lot on the indigenous people, and I gave them a very basic lesson on colonization. I'm laughing out loud because I know people are like, but they're three. And I'm like, yes, they are three, and they are brilliant little human beings. I taught them a lot about the traditions of some Native American cultures and tribes. And we made headgears, and we made dream catchers. And then, for a moment, I explained to them how the holiday came to be in its true account. You know, I read a book called The People Shall Continue. This book in particular uses beautiful language to explain where indigenous people came from and how they were taken, abused. And it's difficult sometimes because you don't want to use words like murder or plague or disease. I don't want them to be fearful of humanity, but I do want them to know that there are people who are not nice, not so nice to other people based on their race or sex or culture or whatever. And so I explained to them, if you're on a boat for 4 months, are there showers on boats back in the day? Do you think that way a long time ago, do you think that there were showers? And they would say no. And so it's allowing them to use their critical thinking skills so that they can figure out, oh, they made them sick because they were sick themselves and they didn't have very much food. So maybe that's why they took their food. And so I explained to them that Abraham Lincoln was the one who implemented the holiday. And he did it as a way to bring the nations together. It makes me feel better as a teacher, as an educator, to even plant that seed in them. But if they remember that book at 7, 8, 9 years old and 10 years old, they're going to get it. It's just up to our parents and our communities to make sure we continue on these lessons beyond pre-K. When my parents, the people who gave birth to these little beautiful babies, can say, we appreciate what you're doing with our child when we are not around, when we're working hard so that we can put food on the table and a roof over their head. When they come to tell me that, then that's all I need. And that's why I do what I do. I had a child last year. She's Asian American. And her mom came to me one day and said, my baby was in the bathtub last night. And she was telling the story of Rosa Parks to herself while she was playing with her dolls in the bathtub. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, in my head, I was like, oh no, I'm about to get fired. I'm about to get in trouble. And she said, Rosa Parks was this black woman and a mean white man said, get off the bus. And she said, no. And he tried to make her get off and she got arrested. The end. And so I was just like, oh no, I'm so sorry. She was like, why are you apologizing? Thank you. So I've had so many parents that come to me and say, hey, we appreciate what you're teaching our children and how you're teaching our children. And for me, that's the confirmation. I don't need confirmation from anybody else.